This trial took a little longer than usual. Usually we can finish this usually in a couple of weeks. There were just a large number of experts in this case from all over, and I think that's what kind of took the most amount of time was experts coming in from all different areas talking about a bunch of different things. And so that kind of accounted for more time than is usual on these type cases.
And the guilt-innocence portion of the trial took hardly any time. Most of the time was devoted to the punishment phase.
That is correct. That is correct. We put on our evidence for guilt-innocence in about 2.5 days, and we had a verdict by that Thursday for guilt, and then the rest of the time was the punishment phase.
And again, is that unusual?
It just depends. This is my third one. Had one in 2003 and then one in 2009. It just depends on the nature of the punishment case, the evidence that the state has, and the evidence that the defense has. In this case, they had most of that time was spent with the defense testimony and the defense evidence over the last 2.5 to 3 weeks.
Were you able to visit with jurors following the verdict on the punishment today?
We did, and the jurors, they did a great job. They were back there for a long time trying to go do their best. They went through all the pieces of evidence, so we respect the jury's verdict and respect the process that they went through and going through all that stuff. It's a tough job being a juror, especially in a case like this, and they handled it professionally. And while we may differ on the outcome, we got a chance to talk to them for about maybe 10 minutes, and they seemed like great people. And so we respect everything they did.
Was most of the discussion with the jurors dealing with the punishment phase as opposed to guilt innocence?
In that 10 minutes, yes. I usually don't talk about what the jurors, you know, the specific things that they said. But, yeah, most of it deals with the punishment phase because that was the longest part of the trial. And they obviously, you know, they give compliments and things like that, and but it mostly dealt with the punishment phase and just all in all the life history of the defendant, all the facts of the case, and how that all played into their decision making.
Following the verdict then on the punishment phase and any other motions by the prosecution or defense?
After the judge received the verdict, he took a break. And just for a little bit, and then there was victim impact testimony, and that is the time for a member of the family, the victim's family, to get up and speak, Annie Tolliver's family. And so her son, her eldest son, spoke and gave a very eloquent victim impact statement about what his mother meant to him and what his family means to him. A lot of people did get a chance to meet the Tolliver family, and they don't get a chance to see kind of what we see as prosecutors on the inside, because we get a chance to see the family and everybody. Annie Tolliver was a great lady, and she had a great family. She had four loving kids and 11 grandkids, and they are all doing so well. And so it's a testament to her and a testament to her life and her hard work and the choices that she made throughout her whole life. She was a lady, if you talk to every person that you talk to, she was a lady, a forgiving lady, a person who prayed with whoever and would give the shirt off her back for anybody. And essentially, she wanted to make sure that her grandkids had school clothes to start school with, and that's what started this whole thing. And that's one of the things that it's an honor to take these type cases and fight for people like Annie Tolliver, because you realize what real life heroes are all about. And so it was an honor from our perspective at the Brazos County District Attorney's Office to fight for people like Annie Tolliver and to fight for her family.
Any other observations about how this trial unfolded?
We take the position in the DA's office that if you commit the ultimate crime, then you pay the ultimate price. And that philosophy hasn't changed for the last 25 years, from Travis Bryan to Bill Turner to myself. As opposed to anything else, we'll obviously go back and see, well, what could we have done different and things like that. But as of right now, we feel like we brought all the evidence that we could to the jury. We brought evidence of crimes from Alabama and Nebraska, as well as Texas, We brought witnesses from all of those places to come in and tell about the true nature of the defendant and who he really is. And so we feel like that evidence was presented to the jury. So in that aspect, we feel like we did what we needed to do to get where we need to be.
You answered my next question. You had mentioned that you had prosecuted a couple of capital murder cases before, but this is the first one that you have prosecuted as the district attorney.
That is true, and I have to say this, that the office has been great. They've been so professional, and the fact that we literally started the swearing-in ceremony was January 1st, and we started, I believe, January 6th or January 7th. And so we've been in trial that whole entire time, from January 6th, essentially through February the 27th. The office has been great, and they are very professional, from all the secretaries, receptionists, to the attorneys. The prosecutors in this office are second to none. So as we are getting ready and going to trial, they are in trial working. There are two cases that are going on right now. There's a murder case going on right now, as well as an indecency with a child. And so the prosecutors have been doing a great job making sure that justice is being done. Even while I'm trying the case in the 85th District Court on the death penalty case, they are trying, working hard to make sure justice is done on all of the cases in Brazos County.
And are you up to a full staff?
We are up to full staff, and yes, we have everybody here, and we have three attorneys per court, and two attorneys in the appellate division, two attorneys in the intake division, and one attorney in juvenile and one in CPS. But we are at full staff, and we are essentially, I don't know, the right word would be rocking and rolling. All the cases that are coming in are being screened to make sure that there's enough evidence to prove the case beyond a reasonable doubt at the intake level, and making sure that we try to do justice on every case. And that means sitting down and talking to victims and calling them and making sure that their needs are being met. Our victim assistance has been great in this trial and great in our other trials as well. But that's our job. It's one case at a time, one jury at a time, just trying to do justice on each and every single case. And if we can do that, then I can truly say that we've done our job, and so I can't be prouder of my office for the way that they have stepped up over the last couple of months, and I think the future looks bright for us.
And going back around full circle to this capital murder trial, it sounds like all those goals were reached, regardless of what the outcome of the jury was.
That part's true. Obviously, I mean, I don't want to kid anybody. There's a goal that I set, not only for myself, but for this office, that when we say that we are going to do something, we go out and get it. And so in that aspect, it was disappointing because we didn't get the verdict that we wanted. But throughout this process, the defendant is never going to be out of prison. He's been the rest of his life behind bars. He'll have to think about exactly what he did and what he took from this earth in the life of Annie Tolliver and her family. But we continue to fight on because it's not about us. It's about the victims' families here in Brazos County. And we would love it if there were no crime here. But when crime happens, we want to be the people that are on the front lines to make sure that we can at least bring some sort of closure to the lives of the family and bring a little bit of peace and safety to the community. And if we can do that, then I think we've done our job. And that's why we're prosecutors, and that's why we do this.
Have I missed anything?
The only thing I would say is that I want to give a big thank you to the College Station Police Department. Jeff Capps has a great group of detectives, specifically Kirk Webb and Benton Keough on this case were the two lead detectives, but there were a number of people in this case that made things happen. Chuck Flieger, Craig Boyette, I can't name them all, but the College Station Police Department did an excellent job on this case, as well as the Fort Worth Police Department. This defendant went all the way up to Fort Worth and crashed into a police officer, Officer Kerry Gober. And so that office did a great job up there in Fort Worth. And so we want to thank the Fort Worth Police Department, as well as all of the Tarrant County law enforcement who helped out tremendously, as well as Alabama law enforcement. We had prosecutors going to Alabama and Nebraska. There were people in Nebraska that were helping us as well to make sure that we can bring all this evidence to the jury. And so it's a labor of love from our standpoint of making sure we have all these people in all these different places. But when you have a common goal and a common cause, like doing justice, people just tend to step up. And people step up from all types of places. There were people who by every notion, would not want to get involved in this case, specifically in Fort Worth, just average everyday citizens. And they did. And it's the reason why we caught Stanley Robertson, is because average everyday citizens stepped up to the plate and said, you know what, I'm going to call the police because this doesn't seem right. And so we thank all of those people as well.